Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Local news can come at you fast. Want the latest on what's happening in your backyard? Download the free Odyssey app. Follow your local news station, and you'll get alerts on the top stories making headlines in your city. You can stay in the know, no matter what you're up to, and be among the first to find out when news breaks. Plus, keep tabs on weather and traffic, so you're never caught off guard. To get started, download the Odyssey app. That's A-U-D-A-C-Y. And follow your local news station.
Today, we saw what happens when Americans fight back against disastrous policies. Americans made their voices heard. Donald Trump rescinded the OMB order. Now he should rescind the nomination of Russell Vogt. When the Trump administration announced this awful directive on Monday night, we knew immediately it was short-sighted, disastrous, cruel, and dumb. It was clear then, as it is now, that the directive was given without any comprehension of what it actually called for, let alone the ramifications on literally hundreds of millions of Americans. And the American people are outraged from one end of the country to the other, and it is clear that President Trump and his minions are feeling the heat. Did President Trump know he was kneecapping cops and firefighters from purchasing literally life-saving equipment like bulletproof vests and breathing gear? Did President Trump know that he was destroying Puerto Rico's assistance program, leaving a million Americans hungry? Did President Trump know that he was essentially shuttering community health centers, rural hospitals, food pantries? If he didn't, Democrats made sure he learned it real quick. I told all of you this week the proposal was best described with the three C's: chaotic, careless, cruel. And Senate Democrats responded with three letters of our own: NFW. This should be a lesson to President Trump that following Russell Vogt and Project 2025 is a loser. Russell Vogt was the architect of Project 2025. He was the architect of the OMB memo. He will be the architect of more losses for President Trump if he keeps Vogt on the team. There's no doubt about it. This memo was a catastrophe. And I assume President Trump will hold those behind this memo accountable, or he's going to get into more and more trouble if he follows their dictates. If Donald Trump has actually decided finally to put the needs of Americans first, he must rescind the nomination of Russell Vogt immediately. Though the Trump administration failed in this tactic, it's no secret. They will come back again and again and again. The Trump administration, feeling the heat, rescinded this heartless memo. But it's also clear by their intent they still plan to freeze funding in this way or another way. And whatever hoops they may try to jump through, we know they will come back at this again and again and again, because their billionaire buddies want to implement Project 2025, and they will try any which way they can to get it done. But whenever they do, I promise you that Senate Democrats will be there to call it out, to fight back, to defend American families.